Yeah, we'll be pretty young still. 23 of our 35 girls are still freshmen or sophomores, so we'll be pretty young still. But I'm really looking forward to, you know, our youth is actually very talented, and I'm looking forward to watching them kind of grow throughout the year. But definitely have some optimism after the way we ended last year. You know, we got to replace two seniors that were really good leaders for us and help kind of build the foundation and things like that. But you know, we got a lot of good young talent, you know, and I'm really looking forward to watching them play.
What has the atmosphere been like in the practice gym, Coach?
You know, actually, I had one of the girls come up to me the other day, and she said that you know, practices seem to have a lot more intensity. I can't believe she said that, because you know, I thought they were pretty intense last year, but I don't know if it's a thing of maybe they're more hungry and they want more and that kind of thing, but I definitely think the practices are kind of ramped up a little bit, and we're getting a lot more done than we did last year, and you know you're going to in year two as opposed to year one, and we've gotten a lot more in and things like that, so I'm really excited to, you know, kind of see how that transpires throughout the year and how much we can get in and how much more we can actually do this year.
Coach, you talk a little bit about the transition from year two from year one. Go over maybe some of the goals, some of the things that you want to see here in year number two with this team.
I mean, our goals are always still the same. You know, we just want to make sure we're competing all the time and playing hard all the time. And, you know, a lot of, if you do those things, winning kind of takes care of itself, you know, if you have some talent. But, you know, the kids definitely want to, you know, they just want to be in the thick of things and get to that next step. You know, we haven't had a winning season. I mean, last year we went 12-12. You know, that's, I guess I wouldn't consider that a winning season. But need to get above 500. We haven't done that since, I think, 2008. You know, we haven't won a sub-district game since the Civil War, I think. But and on all honesty, though, I mean, it's been a long time since we've done some of those things. So we gotta see if we can get over the hump on some of those things and take the next step.
Again, Head Coach Kelly Cooksley joining us here on the Grocery Cart pregame show. Coach, it's game number one here for these Lady Indians. As far as that's concerned, there's obviously not a lot to scout with your opponents. They, of course, bring kind of a different concept to graduating a couple of their girls as well. But what do you know about this Arcadia Loup City team, and what sort of challenges are they going to present to the girls tonight?
Yeah, they got a very good coach in Trevor Wright, so I know that they're going to be ready to play. You know, they're going to play. I think they're going to play some man defense and things like that, and kind of instill some toughness on the defensive end. We actually dropped Sutherland to pick these guys up, so we haven't played them. I think we played them once this summer, but they were missing a few kids and things like that. So I don't really know a whole lot about them. I did look at their roster, and they have a lot of juniors, and they have some size, and that's one thing that we, in our Jamboree game the other night, we outsized our opponent, but they kind of hurt us on the glass. So if we aren't careful, we got a rebound to definitely compete with these guys, because they do have some. They're outsizing us a little bit, so that's one area of concern. But I think they are a little new in the backcourt, so we're hoping maybe our full court pressure can neutralize some of that rebounding.
Coach, as you talk a little bit about this Broken Bow Lady Indian team, what's one area that you've been maybe most impressed with or most proud of in the on the practice court so far this offseason?
I would just say probably our shooting. I know from last year, we chart everything, and from last year and some of our drills to this year, I mean, it's not even close at how much better of shooters we are now. We are shooting while we're wide open, and in games that doesn't always happen. So, but you know, I'm just more with our consistency of our shooting, and I think really throughout the year, if we can keep getting better at that, I mean, that's going to make us that's going to kind of neutralize our inability of size inside. So I would say our shooting is probably one of the biggest things I've seen a significant jump in.
Coaches, you get set here for this season opener against Arcadia Loup City. Obviously, ball control is a key to the game in every game. Is there an added emphasis in a season opener in these first couple weeks of the season?
I mean, we want to create possessions for ourselves, whether that's hitting the offensive glass or creating turnovers. We want to create extra possessions. I mean, basketball is really a simple game. It's all about can you create more possessions and opportunities to score than your opponent. And those are two big things that we're going to try to always hit on. I honestly think that's kind of what the game's going to come down to, is if we can keep them off the offensive glass and if we can turn over their fairly new backcourt, I think we'll be okay. But that's why you play the games. And, you know, it's the first game. I'm glad we did play that Jamboree game. And, you know, they had one too. So technically it really won't be their first, or our first game and their sure. first game. But I think maybe opening night jitters might still be there. But we'll see. I mean, I'm excited for the opportunity to see if we can win those two battles. And I think if we do, I think we'll come out on top.